All right, guys, what's up? You're tuned in, either watching it live on Facebook or you're watching it pre-recorded as a live version on YouTube, or you're listening to it via podcast on all podcast platforms. My name is Keisha Carter, and you're watching Kicking It with Keish. And today, we have our exclusive interview with Miss Londa the Doll, Fort Worth, Texas.
The funk.
Born and raised, Fort Worth bred. One of my favorite female rappers.
Okay.
And of course, she's from Fort Worth, so it makes it even better. Miss Londa the Doll, everybody. But before we get started, well, tell the people, hey.
Oh, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
So before we get started with the episode, y'all already know, we got to hit the quote of the day. So today's, I got two. Because I couldn't figure out which one I wanted to do. So today's first quote is one that we all know, and it comes from the ratchet part of my soul. It starts off as throw that, okay. Twerk that, shake that, bounce that, from the City Girls.
Okay, yes.
All right, for real. Our quote of the day is, live without pretending, love without depending, listen without defending, and speak without offending, okay. By our very own Drake. Once again, live without pretending, love without depending, listen without defending, and speak without offending. By Drake. Today's book highlight, because, you know, I love to read. And today's book highlight is one of my friends. His name is Joshua Phillips. He has written a book called Worthy Woman, and it is a self-help book. He says his intentions for the book are to heal the heart, mind, and soul, to inspire you to live your life freely and abundantly, to help your true self, trust self, and allow the universe to give you all that you desire. A little bit about the author. Once again, he's my friend, and he's an amazing flight attendant. Joshua Phillips was born and raised in Houston, Texas. This empowered warrior and wholeness guide has sought to impact and guide individuals toward personal breakthroughs and wake them to become self-aware. Josh is absolutely amazing. If you buy this book, you will not regret it, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it's an amazing self-help book. It helps women find out who they are, let them know what they're worthy of, and let them know they are a worthy woman. So please, Google the book. Find it on Amazon. Find it on Josh. He says, IamJoshuaPhillips.com. Google him. You'll find him. That's our highlight. That's our highlight, our book highlight of the episode. So once again, let me get that a little closer for you guys.
Oh, that's bright. There we go. My ring light is tripping. Oh, there we go. Oh, wait, nope.
Y'all see,
we don't. You know what? I'm going to just post it. I'm going to post it in the comments.
Okay,
because
I need to get
it. Yeah, it's a great book. Shout out to Joshua Phillips. I love you. And thank you so much for my personal signed copy. Of course, I love the book, and you guys will too. So let's dive right into this interview with Miss Londa the Doll, ladies and gentlemen. First, Miss Londa, tell the people a little about who Londa the Doll is.
Well, I'm from Fort Worth.
Of course.
I'm 21, so I'm a youngin' doing this. I'm very goofy. A lot of people think I'm mean, though, but I think everything funny. I got my name from my mama. Her name is Doll. She the OG Doll, so that's where I got my name from. And I'm a Gemini. Sorry, I'm a little bipolar, but I'm not crazy like everybody think I am. But
are you sure? Because isn't that the sign with the twins?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about it later. That's off-air discussion. We're not going to air her out like that. The second question is, musically, what are your biggest influences and who are your favorite musicians or artists?
I would say my biggest influences are Missy Elliott and Timberland because they, like, on a different level with it. They express themselves through their music and their clothing. And then I like Young Thug, Lil Baby, and Young Jeezy.
Okay.
Then a big inspiration was Yella Beezy because he from the Metroplex and he blowing up.
Okay.
So, I'm mixed.
Nice. And if y'all haven't heard her latest EP, it is called Pretty Girls Trap 2. Like, Pretty Girls Trap as well.
Yes.
Not like 2 as in part 2, because part 2 is coming.
Yeah, and it's Pretty Girls Still Trapping.
Yeah. So, the EP that is out right now, you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, any of your other music.
My mixtapes, YouTube.
All that. Any of your music platforms, she's there. Londa the Doll. Please go listen to that Pretty Girls Trap 2. Third question is, how would you describe your own style, and what has been some of the positive and negative reactions that you've received since beginning your own rap career?
I really just go with the flow. I don't really have a set style, nor do I match all the time.
Okay.
And I'll say some negative things I've got since I cut my hair. A lot of people are like, why you cut your hair, blah, 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 because I had a head full of hair, but my hair don't define me as a person.
Right. A lot of people miss that. Yeah. They think, because especially in our culture nowadays, or what's in culture nowadays, a lot of people confuse hair with a woman's identity.
Yeah, and they don't define me as a person.
Yeah. I don't have to wear, but now, I'm not knocking bundles because y'all have seen
baby,
me.
Because, baby, I put in some long hair in the Mimi.
All facts. Y'all have seen me with the wig, without a wig, with the fade, with my coils and curls.
Okay. All that.
With the braids, all that. So, yeah, I'm so glad that you are an artist that does not let hair define who you are. And I've known you for a couple years, and to be an outsider looking in, especially from Fort Worth, you have set your own identity as far as a female rapper. I'm not sure if when you go mainstream, if they'll try to change your image, but I already know you're probably not going to.
I'm going to let them.
And I absolutely love it. It's one of the things I can say that I really admire about you as an artist. You keep it real from Fort Worth, Texas. You are Londa, and I love it. So my fourth question. So my favorite song on the EP Pretty Girls Trap 2 is Murderworth, because it is a perfect song for steady jump rope during cardio.
Okay. A lot of people do be messaging me, like, when they working out, like, it's a good workout song.
I love it. The whole EP is great workout music. For the Christian in me, I'd like to ask for an edited version. Sorry about that disruption. So the Christian in me would like to ask for an edited version. Can I get a Pretty Girls Trap with no cuss words?
Yeah, because I was going a little hard. I know y'all.
You was. It was a lot of... I was like, oh, okay, key. Okay.
Now, on the second mixtape, y'all is going to see a little bit cleaner. Yeah.
I mean, granted, your style is your style.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for, you know, I know you're not a Christian artist, and I know you love the Lord, hands down.
Yes. We go to the same church.
Amen. Shout out to First St. John Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas.
Amen.
Pastor Kenneth B. Spears.
On the south side.
Hey. Catch us on Berry Hill. You know what? Back to the interview. So again, my favorite song on the album is The Pretty Girls, is Murderworth, because it's a perfect song to steady jump rope to. If you know me, you know I'm a fitness fiend. What is your favorite song on the album, and
I like
why?
Going 100.
That's my second favorite.
That's the first song I ever wrote, and it actually was supposed to be a different beat, but the person that sold me the beat, it was horrible in the studio. But so we just last minute, like, picked the beat.
And put the lyrics on the beat. That shows versatility in you as an artist, and I absolutely love it. And a lot of times in life, everything don't go how you're going to want it to go, but last minute changes sometimes turn out to be the best changes.
Yeah. And that lets everybody, like, that's a lot of people's favorite song on there.
Right. And that lets me know that you as an artist, you can adapt regardless. So when you make it, now granted, you're Fort Worth DFW mainstream already.
Yeah.
But when you make it like worldwide international mainstream, which will be soon because we're going to speak those things that be not as though they were into existence. So when she makes it mainstream and she's climbing up the charts, I know if things are thrown at you that you're not ready for, you know how to bounce back and you know how to go with the flow.
I work good under pressure, so.
Always stay on your toes as an artist. I love it. So our fifth question is, where is your dream venue to perform at?
I want to perform in a Metroplex, so American Airlines or the Cowboys Stadium.
Ooh. Can I just get the backstage pass?
Yeah. I'm going to let you know.
I got the backstage interview on lock, so just in case.
Okay, this is the first interview I've ever done.
Yeah, so I got the first interview and the backstage Dallas-Fort Worth interview on lock. So those of y'all that are looking to take my spot, you can't.
It's
stay
so
in your lane. So our sixth question. I'm sorry, I'm ahead of myself. Who are your top three favorite female rappers?
Okay, Nicki Minaj, of course, because for this generation, she definitely set the bar. Then I like Cardi B because she herself at all times.
Thanks. We love Cardi.
And I love the City Girls because they ever doing what these girls want to do. You know.
Throw that.
Y'all a little scared to say that y'all out here doing it, but they really about it.
Shake that. Bounce that.
And they twerk everywhere they go.
You know.
Free JT.
What she said. So, number seven. And this is a personal question for Londa. Is Londa the Doll single or is she spoken for?
Well, I am single, but I got a little boo. He probably get mad that I said this.
Ooh. I mean, facts are facts. If you want me, take me.
Right.
If you want me, let me know what it is.
But, you know, I'm just really focusing on my career right now. Uh-huh. So I ain't trying to be like...
I love it. All the fun and nobody?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I always have... Now, granted, when it comes to being an artist and being in the spotlight and growing, it takes somebody that's going to understand that...
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, understand your dedication.
Yeah.
You got to understand I'm not always going to be available, but I do care for you and I do want us to grow something. But this is the time where you show that you're there.
Right. So if you're here...
Right.
Listen.
So that when we do grow and you do see me, you know, you do get your name more out there, I knew you were there when nobody else was.
Right.
Now, don't just be down for the ride to ride the wave.
Yeah, you need to genuinely.
Right. You got to genuinely show me that you are there.
Yeah.
Because you got to show me that you're there when I'm coming and when I'm putting in the hustle and grind so that when I'm in the limelight, still putting in the hustle and grind, you don't flake. I know you're good under pressure. You're understanding.
All that. I agree with all that.
All of that. All so of those things.
So if you're listening, take notes.
Take notes. So our eighth question, what can we expect from Miss Londa the Doll in the future as far as you and your music goes?
The first EP was just a little test of the waters to see if people would rock with me. And a lot of people is rocking with me. I be getting messages from like people from Chicago, California, all this. So the next one is going to be longer for sure. And longer songs, and it's gonna be a whole vibe for sure. I'm ready. I've been working on it. It's coming out this month, actually. Pretty Girl Still Trapping.
So. Okay. Now, Londa, let's talk about your background. I've met your parents, mm-hmm. and your parents are one of a set of Fort Worth's finest when it comes to hardworking and setting their establishments and getting the businesses and their dreams off the ground, and they raised. Right. You have other brothers and sisters other than you and Kayla?
No, just me and KK, but our cousin live with us.
Okay, so you are the two girls that I know.
Yeah.
You and Kayla are amazing people. Shout out to Kayla. I love you, shorty. I love the fact that your parents have raised you and Kayla to be absolute hustlers. Yeah. If you are looking for a nail tech here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, please, please, please hit up my girl at Cakes at Exceptional Nails. I will make sure she drops her link below. Kaylin, I know if you're watching, please drop your link below to your website or your Instagram. She's an amazing Dallas-Fort Worth nail tech. And we'll soon be doing celebrities' nails because we're going to speak that into existence as well.
Sure,
so shout out to your parents. Let me know, Londa, how have your parents and their hustle and their grind and their heart and life and their support? Because I know they support you. I seen them in the visuals. That was in the visuals heavy. How has their support helped you throughout your career and the start of your career?
You know, they support us with everything that we do. Like, my daddy just texted me today trying to see if he want me to buy different stuff to build a home studio or whatever. Like, they really, really, really supportive. They like, this is what you want to do, then go out and get it.
Yeah.
Like, anything that we do, it don't matter what we do, they be like, go get it. Like, don't matter what it is.
I absolutely love it. It helps to have parents that support your dream. Like, and again, shout out to my own parents, Robin and Cheryl and Carter. Y'all already know I would be nowhere without them and their support. Nowhere without them support. So the support of your sister, I know she got your back 10 toes down, stepping 20 fingers and toes all together.
Yes.
How has she had an impact on your career?
First of all, she do my nails for everything. So we taking each other to the top.
That's a good representation.
And she just dirt for everything. She be like, yeah, that's a good idea. Or if she'll let me know, like, nah, sis, I don't think that's cool.
And it's great to have honest siblings.
But we always there at one call, like, always.
I love it. So, do you plan on staying in Fort Worth, Texas, or when you get big and popping, you plan on moving? Because I heard a lot of rappers and, you know, influencers are moving out to L.A. and Miami. Or are you going to buy property here and there?
Buy property. I think I want to just move around a little bit, but...
Hey, I'm the queen of catching flights, so yeah. I totally understand moving around.
I love the phone, but you know how people is down
facts,
there.
Facts, facts, facts. Now, again, shout out to our city. Both of us are from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
We are both artists, and this concludes our interview. Londa, I want to thank you for coming out.
I want to thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Is there anything else you want to say to the people before we wrap this up?
Follow me on all my social medias at Londa the Doll. I think Instagram got an underscore before it, but everything is Londa the Doll.
Yep.
And that's THE, not DA. Everybody think it's D.A. like yeah. the, but what?
What about your next album? When is that dropping?
That'll be this month sometime. I don't got a set date yet, but okay. y'all stay tuned. Pretty Girls Still Trapping is coming.
So please go check out Pretty Girls Trap 2. That's T-O-O at the end. And be on the lookout for Pretty Girls Still Trapping. And I'm going to have an edited version.
And it's another video to Go in the Hunted coming soon.
Yeah, so if y'all haven't, if you guys have not seen her visuals online on YouTube, please go check them out. When I tell you this girl here and this, how the city backs her and her supporters back her, and then you have a great visuals team, whoever you hired, they're amazing.
Mello, shout out to Mello.
Yeah, whoever you hired, he's amazing. His production team, they're amazing. Their camera crew. Please go on YouTube and check out her visuals for her songs. They're on. Again, be on lookout for the next one, which is which one?
Pretty Girl Still Trapping.
Bitch.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited. So again, guys, please subscribe to my YouTube. Hashtag Kicking It With Keish. Press that subscribe button. And follow me on all my social media platforms. Instagram and Twitter are at InstaKeesh. That's Insta K-E-E-S-H. And all podcast platforms, that's Apple Music Podcast or
iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes Podcast or Apple Platforms, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Anchor. Any podcast platform you can think of, I'm on there. Please go listen to my other episodes and enjoy. And this one will be uploaded for you guys to watch if you did not get to enjoy it live. And as always, peace, love, and stay fly. Stay tuned to Kicking It With Keish. My name is Keish. This is Londa the Doll. And we're out.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.